This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking bluntly to reporters, described the purported Russian killings of Ukrainian civilians.
Yes, I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
Past American leaders often have dodged formally declaring bloody campaigns such as Russia's and Ukraine as genocide, hesitating to trigger an obligation that under international convention requires signing countries to intervene once genocide is formally identified. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed Tuesday that Russia's bloody offensive in Ukraine would continue until its goals are fulfilled, and insisted the campaign was going as planned. This is despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition and significant losses. Ukraine said Tuesday it was investigating the claim that a poisonous substance had been dropped on its troops. And it was not clear what the substance might be, but Western officials warned that any use of chemical weapons by Russia would be a serious escalation of the already devastating war. Putin insisted Tuesday that his invasion aimed to protect people in parts of eastern Ukraine, controlled by Moscow-backed rebels, and to ensure Russia's own security. An armed gang has killed more than 100 people in a remote part of northern Nigeria. Survivors and local authorities made the statement on Tuesday. The attackers targeted four villages in a Kanem area of Plateau State, the most recent in a series of violent attacks in Nigeria's north. This is VOA News. New York police say that they continue looking for a man who set off smoke grenades and fired a barrage of bullets in a rush hour subway train in Brooklyn, wounding at least 10 people on Tuesday. They believe a person who rented a van might be connected. According to police, the suspect fired at least 33 bullets inside the rush hour train. And at a news conference, the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, says that a wide net is being cast for the suspect of that subway attack.
We did establish a gun interdiction task force, a nine-state group of individuals who come together regularly, and we believe that if this person has left the state, we'll be able to use the resources of our connections and relationships that we have with nine neighboring states to help bring this person to justice.
The van key was found along with a semi-automatic handgun, a hatchet, smoke grenades, and other items at the scene. A cryptocurrency expert was sentenced Tuesday to more than 5 years in federal prison for helping North Korea evade U.S. sanctions. 39-year-old Virgil Griffith pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy, admitting he presented at a cryptocurrency conference in Pyongyang in 2019, even after the U.S. government denied his request to travel there. A well-known hacker, Griffith also developed cryptocurrency infrastructure and equipment inside North Korea. Prosecutors wrote in court papers. At the 2019 conference, he advised more than 100 people, including several who had appeared to work for the North Korean government, on how to use cryptocurrency to evade sanctions and achieve independence from the global banking system. The U.S. and U.N. Security Council have imposed increasingly tight sanctions on North Korea in recent years to try to rein in its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The U.S. government amended sanctions against North Korea in 2018 to prohibit a U.S. person wherever located from exporting technology to North Korea. Prosecutors said Griffith acknowledged his presentation amounted to a transfer of technical knowledge to conference attendees. Elon Musk's huge Twitter investment took a new twist Tuesday with the filing of a lawsuit alleging that the colorful billionaire illegally delayed disclosing his big stake in the social media company so he could buy more shares at lower prices. The complaint accuses Musk of violating a legal deadline to reveal he had accumulated a stake of at least 5%. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has told reporters that the Russian killings of Ukrainian civilians has resulted in genocide. More at voanews.com via